and welcome to episode 2 of the Creepy Kingdom podcast. I'm your host, James H. Carter II, back again for another round of creepy Disney fun. That's right, this podcast is all about the creepiness of the Disney films and Disney parks, and this episode will be no shortage of that. Well, I said that all in one breath. I was running out of breath there. But I made it through. I pulled through. Right here at the top of the show, I just want to send out a huge thank you to all the support the first episode got. A lot of people checking it out, and I really appreciate that. Also, I want to give a special shout out to Annie and Danny's Fast Pass podcast. In their most recent episode, they gave a little bit of a shout out to us. Well, Annie did. Thanks, Annie. She said that we were fun. I like that. I like to be fun. So thanks, Annie. I also believe that Annie was probably the first person to download the very first episode. Well, she was the first person to give me feedback for it, like, right after it went live. So she might have been. So there you go, Annie. You won. You won the internet. Also, I want to bring to your attention that since the last episode that we are now on Stitcher. That's right. Stitcher is a smartphone application for your smart telephone that streams podcasts right to your phone. If you don't have it, you know, check it out. Get it. But if you already have it, you know how awesome it is. And we're on there. I'm a podcast fiend. I listen to so many different podcasts. And I use Stitcher every day, multiple times a day. So there's a few podcasts that aren't on there yet that I listen to that are just like, oh, I got to go to iTunes. I got to download it. I got to sync. Rah, 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 rah. But Stitcher, it's right there. It's right there. You can go to our website, creepykingdom.com, and click on the little badge that says, hear us on Stitcher Smart Radio, and you'll be just transported to the world of Stitcher magical funness. I was running out of adjectives and nouns to describe it. Anyways, check that out. It's all good. All right, totally. All right, in this episode, we are going to continue our quest to find the creepiest Disney film with the one that continued it all, Pinocchio. Hello there, and welcome to another edition of The Creepiest Film, where we go one by one through every single Disney film ever made and try to figure out what is the creepiest Disney film. The way this is going to work is I'm going to go through and list off all the creepiest parts of a film. Each part that I mention gets one creepy point. At the end, I'll tally up and we'll know its ranking. So, next up, the one we're going to do today, Pinocchio.
50 years ago, Walt Disney created a motion picture masterpiece that would become one of the greatest films of all time and brought to life a little hero who charmed audiences all over the world.
Good piece of wood, too.
And now that timeless classic is coming to home video. Walt Disney's one and only Pinocchio. Pinocchio, the story of the wooden puppet who wanted to become a real boy.
I'm going to school.
That's the stuff, Pinocchio.
And set off on a fantastic adventure with a very special friend.
Cricket's the name.
Jiminy Cricket.
Hi, diddle-dee-dee. The night is light for me.
Pinocchio.
What happened?
It's thrilled generations of audiences with its spectacular animation. Its memorable moments. And its unforgettable music.
When you wish upon a star,
it's a breathtaking movie experience.
You are a real
And you're invited to share the magic with your family.
I think it's swell.
It's Walt Disney's classic, Pinocchio, for anyone who's ever wished upon a star.
All right, let's get into this one. As is pretty obvious, this is full of spoilers, as I'm going to go through the entire film and list every word that's creepy. All right, let's get to this film synopsis. According to IMDb, a living puppet with the help of a cricket as his conscience must prove himself worthy to become a real boy. That sounds so lovely. Doesn't mention how dark and twisted and horrific this film is. All right, let's get to that first creepiest part. The film starts off, Geppetto makes Pinocchio out of wood and then hangs him up. And he's just laying there kind of lifeless. And since we're all familiar with Pinocchio as being alive, whether as a puppet or as, spoiler alert, a real boy, it just looks like kind of creepy. I threw that up there as a creepy part. Next one is all the, Geppetto has all these cuckoo clocks. And for some reason, one of the clocks has an axe. And it's gonna chop another bird. I don't know. It just, for some reason, it's just like so threatening for like no reason. It's just a cuckoo clock. A cocoa clock? I almost said cocoa clock. A cuckoo clock. So, anyways, that's another part. So, eventually, you know, Pinocchio comes to life and he's ready to roll. And because the blue fairy comes, not just, you know, just because, you know, because the blue fairy comes and brings him to life. And he doesn't know what's up, you know, and he ends up messing with the candle and lighting his finger on fire. He could have burned all the way through real fast since he's wood, so I gave that a creepy part, you know. So the next chunk of the film is all happy, fun stuff. You know, Pinocchio, he's all excited, he's going to go to school. It's not too fun, but then he meets Honest John. So, Honest John and Gideon bring him to Stromboli, who has a marionette show. Stromboli's a pretty evil, mean character there. And obviously Pinocchio performs with no strings attached, and everyone flips out, and Stromboli makes a lot of money. So, after the show, he's, you know, well, this happens.
There! This will be your home, where I can find you always.
No, no, no!
Yes, yes, yes! To me, you are belonging.
No, no!
Yes! Angelo amigo, you will make lots of money for me. And when you are growing too old, you will make good firewood.
Get me out of here. I gotta get out. You can't give me...
Quiet! Shut up! Before I knock you silly. Good night, my little wooden gold mine.
So the two creepy points I gave for that right there were, you couldn't see it, but it definitely is implied where Stromboli tosses Pinocchio into a birdcage and locks him up. And it's so great. As soon as that happens, it's all bright and light in there. All of a sudden, it gets dark and a thunderstorm happens right away. The next creepy point I gave was when he said it, when you get too big, you know, you'll become firewood, basically. And he takes an axe and he throws it into a lifeless marionette puppet that, I guess, got too big. I don't know. Then, as the wagon starts moving, they show these shadows, these silhouettes of all these puppets, and it just looks like they're all like, well, they're all hung from the neck. It's a pretty creepy image. So there's another point for that. So, you know, eventually Jiminy gets Pinocchio out, and there's home scot-free, and they're just heading home. But they run into Honest John again, and they convince him that he looks sick, and the only way that he could be cured is if he goes to a place called Pleasure Island. Now, they do this because Honest John was talking to a character known as Coachman. Coachman. Anyway, Coachman offers them some cash to just round up some young men, some boys, to do something, to do some type of work. Honest John asks, you know, are they going to come back?
They never come back as boys.
Yeah, just that statement alone. They never come back as boys. That's pretty creepy. Pretty creepy. So I convinces them to go to Pleasure Island, and they go in there, and it looks like just so much fun from a distance. And then these weird, evil shadow creatures kind of close and lock the doors. So that's a little foreshadowing of creepiness there. So, you know, the boys run amok, they have a good time, you know that scene, you know what's up. Nothing really creepy happens while they're having fun, just a lot of mischief and mayhem and destruction. But soon, you see that all the boys have, start turning into donkeys. And they're being packaged and boxed to be sold to the salt mines. Meanwhile, everyone else is getting rounded up, but Pinocchio and his buddy, the smart aleck Lampwick, have decided to do their own thing. Well, we'll get to them in a sec. So, you know, they're getting ready to ship off all the donkeys. All of a sudden, one of the donkeys starts talking to the coachman, and this is... This is how that conversation goes.
Please, I don't want to be a donkey. Let me out of here.
Quiet! You boys have had your fun. Now pay for it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a creepy point right there. You know, when the coachman whips the donkeys, that's the half-transformed donkeys. This is a really terrifying film for a young child. Jeez. Anyways, let's check back in with Pinocchio and Lampwick, where something fishy is about to happen.
Where does he get that stuff? How'd he ever expect to be a real boy? What's he think I look like? A jackass?
You sure do.
Hey, you laugh like a donkey. Did that come out of me? Oh, I've been double-crossed. Help, help. Somebody help. I've been framed. Help. Please, you gotta help me. Be a pal. Call that beetle. Call anybody. Mama.
Yeah, that's it right there. That is by far, I think, and most people would agree, the creepiest part of the film, where Lampwick transforms into a donkey. That obviously gets a creepy point. I'm going to go into a little more detail about that, you know, a little later. So, but just going to round up the points first. So, just give you a little tease there. So... story moves on. Obviously, they get out of there. Pinocchio and Criminy, Jiminy get out of there. And they go back home. And, you know, that could have been the end of the movie, I guess. But they're like, oh, you know, how are we going to keep this going? Oh, Geppetto left. And he decided to look for Pinocchio in a boat in the ocean for some reason. And when that happened, he got swallowed by a whale. That whale, of course, is Monstro. And so they go out looking for Monstro, and the first time he appears, that's pretty menacing and creepy. So I gave that one a point. So once Jiminy and Pinocchio find him, Monstro, and they realize that Geppetto is in a boat inside of Monstro. They want to get in there. So they're outside there, and there's some seagulls that come around, and they try to eat Jiminy. So I gave that a creepy point, because that was pretty creepy. Well, you know, Pinocchio and Jiminy get inside, they jump, they find Geppetto on the boat, and they need to figure out how to get out of there, and they start a fire on the boat so that you know, so that Geppetto would cough him out, and he, you know, and he got really mad, blowing smoke and fire out of his mouth. So that there's a creepy part right there. So they eventually get out, and the boat crashes. They end up on shore, and Pinocchio looks lifeless. He appears to have drowned, which I'm not even gonna give that a creepy point. I'm just saying they. When they were looking for Monstro, they were underwater for like 5 minutes. On top of the fact that he's not a real boy, so that, you know, they really should have went back to the drawing board on that plot point. But whatever. So it brings him back. Geppetto's crying. Jiminy's crying. Everyone's sad. Pinocchio's dead. And the Blue Fairy realized that he sacrifice himself or whatever. It's cool, you're gonna become a real boy. So he comes alive, and Geppetto's still crying. And then this happens.
Father! What you crying for?
Gosh. You're dead, Pinocchio.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Now lie down.
But Father, I'm alive, see?
So yeah. There's another creepy point. So that's the movie, and at this point I've tallied up 14 creepy points, but I'm actually going to give it an extra one because this film overall is creepy. I mean, it's just so dark and menacing. I mean, there's a few happy, you know, moments, and obviously touching. Obviously, this is the song, or this is the movie where When You Wish Upon a Star comes from. The so, you know, that's, it's not really a creepy song, but right now I'm going to play for you a little clip here from the making of Pinocchio that is featured on the DVD and Blu-ray. The people talking are a mix of mostly animation and Disney historians and some current Disney filmmakers.
On the one hand, Pinocchio is very faithful to the original stories. On the other hand, Disney lightened it up and made it more palatable to an American audience. But it does retain those dark fairy tale origins where really bad things can happen to you if you don't follow the rules or don't have a conscience. Things can go wrong. In order to illustrate that, Disney has to show it to you in all of its horror in some cases.
Most of Walt's early films, as wonderful as they are to look at, definitely had the dark side to them. Snow White and the Queen, you know, asking for Snow White's heart to be brought to her in a box. I mean, how horrific is that?
In Pinocchio, it is heightened to this extraordinary degree because here you have a child who is a true innocent. He's a child and a puppet at the same time. He doesn't understand the threat that these sinister characters present to him.
Allergic?
Yes, and there is only one cure.
Pinocchio's life, existence, future is constantly under threat, constantly menaced. Menace is constantly creeping at the edges of every scene. It's an extraordinarily disturbing and emotionally moving film.
All right, so here's another clip from that same bonus feature where they talk about the horror of the donkey transformation. That was a weak voice. Let me try again. The horror of the donkey transformation.
And this sequence leads to probably the scariest moment in the film. The moment when Lampwick suddenly develops ears, and Pinocchio's horror in watching it.
Then the tail comes out of Lampwick, and Pinocchio, and putting down the cigar. Key to that whole scene is Pinocchio himself. It's the reaction, not the action.
It's like a Hitchcock film, the way it's staged, the pacing of that, and the lighting in it.
What's going on?
It's building and building. Lampwick is freaking out.
And you cut to Pinocchio, and you see Pinocchio's horror, and you see Lampwick's hands pawing.
And we see him in silhouette, kicking at things in the room.
This guy who's so cocky and so confident turns into a whimpering little baby. It's chilling.
It's one of the most powerful pieces of cinema I've ever seen anywhere. It has nothing to do with whether it's animated or whether it's live action. That is perfect visual storytelling.
So a little more on that subject, a little something cool I'm bringing on to the table here is that I recently watched a documentary about American horror films called Nightmares in Red, White, and Blue. And if you are a horror fan, and you probably are if you're listening to this, you should definitely check out. It's from 2009. And the documentary basically shows how what was going on in horror was a reflection of American society, you know, over the 20th century. A lot of great people interviewed in it. It's a great documentary. There's one little part in there where Joe Dante, he is the director of Gremlins and The Burbs, to name a few, and also contributed to one of my favorite films, Amazon Women on the Moon. But, so he had a little something to say about the donkey scene.
A lot of, I think, the childhood attraction to horror movies starts with Disney, because the scares were always a huge part of what was appealing about Disney movies. But then when you get to a picture like Pinocchio, which has this great transformation sequence in it, I mean, as good as any werewolf movie transformation I've ever seen, where he turns into a donkey, that's a pretty hairy stuff for kids. And I think a lot of kids find that they like that kind of stuff, and other kids find that they don't. But the ones who really enjoy that, step up to horror movies.
All right, it's time for a little creepy trivia. So, just like almost every single Disney film, they're based off of some other source material. In the 1883 novel, Pinocchio actually kills Jiminy Cricket, who was known only as Talking Cricket, by throwing a mallet at him. I wonder at what point he did that. And this one's pretty interesting. In the August 1993 issue of Playboy, they cited 43 instances of violence and other unfavorable behavior in the film, including 23 instances of battery, 9 acts of property damage, 3 slang uses of the word jackass, 3 acts of violence involving animals, 2 shots of male nudity, and 1 instance of implied death. I'm really glad that Playboy magazine is really on the case, tracking so down. I don't know why it's from Playboy, but it's just really, those are some funny stats, but funny, interesting. I guess they're funny. I don't know. What? They're funny to me. Are they funny to you? I don't know. Anyways, that's going to do it this time for the creepiest film. The next film we're going to do, we're going in chronological order here. You know what's next. Maybe. If you don't, I'm going to tell you right now. So get watching. Next time we do the segment, we're going to be going through Fantasia. So watch up. Alrighty, looks like we're winding this one down before we slam on the brakes. Got some things to inform you of. How about a giveaway? That's right. We got a giveaway for this episode. I have 2 copies of Pinocchio on VHS, and one of them could be yours. What you need to do is send us an email creepykingdom@gmail.com and write, "I want the Pinocchio VHS." You need to do this by January 8th, 2014. I wrote 13 in my notes. That would have been really embarrassing if I said that out loud. Also, if you listen to episode 1 and it is before January 1st, 2014, I am giving away 3 copies of Snow White on VHS. And I said you could tweet me. Tweet me? That sounds weird. I said you could use Twitter or use the hashtag Creepy Kingdom. What I found out is that sometimes I see the tweets when I search for them. Sometimes I don't. I don't really know. So if you did happen to do that, just please send email. Again, creepykingdom@gmail.com. You can write, "I want the Snow White VHS. I want the Pinocchio VHS." You can write them both in one email for all I care. The Snow White contest ends January 1st, 2014. The Pinocchio, January 8th, 2014. The next creepiest film we're going to view, which I probably just mentioned, but I'll mention it again, it's Fantasia. So watch that one up. That might be the next episode. It might not. I don't know. Who knows what's coming up, but it will be coming up at some point very soon. Well, like I just said 10 times, you can reach the show by sending an email to creepykingdom@gmail.com. And please visit our website, creepykingdom.com. There you can find links to all of our social media. It's all right there. And check out our blog on there. Tons of great cosplay and fan art pics that we post all throughout the week. Videos, everything. creepykingdom.com. Please let us know what you think of the show. You can do that by going to iTunes and rating and reviewing us. That's all you gotta do. Search Creepy Kingdom and write a review, and that'll be great. I'll go look at it and I'll read it and I'll know what you think, and everything will be better on Earth. And like I said earlier, we are on Stitcher. Well, I guess that's about it. Time to get out of here. So, till next time, keep it creepy.
I have to go now. It is midnight. Pleasant dreams. Ha 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 ha